Blog Talk
Good morning,
Radio.
All those out there on radio. Good morning, all those out there on radio, blog land. Amen. Amen. This is World of Faith Outreach Ministry, where the bishop is Bishop Kevin Ball, Pastor Kimberly Ball, at 5370 Stokes Ferry Road, Salisbury, North Carolina. We can be reached at 704-754-1240 or 704-754-1532. Our home number is 704-603-8299. This morning we have a treat for you. Our bishop will be giving our message this morning, amen. But before the bishop come, amen, we're going to sing a little song for you, amen. So we ask you just to be patient. Oh, how he loves you and me. Oh, how he loves you and me. He gave his life. What more can he give? Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me. Oh, how he loves you and me. Oh, how he loves you and me. He gave his life. What more can he give? Oh, how he loved you. Oh, how he loved me. Oh, how he loved you and me. Amen. Amen for that song. Amen. We want to thank God for our bishop. Amen. He's getting ready to bring you the message. Amen.
Good morning. We want to give God the glory. We want to give God the honor. We want to give God the praise. Amen. We appreciate that song. Amen. Oh, how God loves you. And oh, how God loves me. Amen. And we want you to understand that God is love. Amen. We want to go in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gathering on today. Father, we thank you for being able to talk. We thank you for being able to walk. God, we thank you for all the things that you have allowed us to be able to do. God, we even thank you for sickness, God. We thank you for healing. We thank you for all the things that you have done. Father, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that all the churches would come together. That we won't be working and preaching and teaching for money, that we do it because we have been called by you and ordained by you to do the right thing. And God, we ask you to give us patience, God, with the ones, with the sheep that's under us, that we could be able to treat them with love and do to them as we want them to do unto us. Father, we want to thank you that the pastors be able, God, to understand just because they have a leader position that they still got to submit themselves unto you. Father, we thank you and ask that you let these pastors, us pastors, know, God, that we have took a charge from you, God, to be able to read and study the word, not try to preach to please people, but preach, God, the word of God, to set the people up for healing and set the people up, God, for deliverance. And, Father, we thank you for how you're going to put into the church, God, for the people that come to the church, God, that they can be able to get a seasoned word, not a seasoned word from college, not a seasoned word from the degree, but a seasoned word from the spirit of the living God. And, Father, we thank you right now, God, for how you're going to touch and anoint this morning. We thank you for how those that's home, that's sick, God, that you're going to be able to touch them and let them be able to heal. Father, we believe, God, like you did Lazarus in the back in the days and how you worked miracles with Peter, God. Lord, we thank you that we can be able to lose our notes, God, and be able to read the word of God. Amen. I know and understand that I say I'm going to pray for you, but I feel the anointing of God moving down on the inside. Amen. That's why you have to live right for God, so God can be able to come in with the Holy Spirit
amen, to give you what thou says the Lord. You got to be able to understand that God says in his word, amen. You need to call on me while I am near. Amen. But we thank God that Nicodemus was telling us that how can you be born again? Amen. The only way you can be born again is be born by the living spirit of God. But God, we want to thank you right now, God. We thank you for how you're going to bless God this morning. We thank you for how you're going to touch here in Salisbury, God. How you going to let all the pastors come together, God. How the pastors that remind themselves that they've been called by you, God, and they have conditioned themselves, God, to not separate themselves from all other people, dear God, because we find out that somebody is not going in the right direction, God, that we're supposed to be able to pray with an innocence and through the Spirit, God, to be able to get them to line up with the word of God. Oh, God, we thank you for how you're going to come in the midst, God, of the preaching this morning, God. How you going to touch somebody's heart, God? God, people thinking that you got to be present to let them know that you love them. But, God, we thank you and realize that prayer can go further than you standing in front of somebody. God, we thank you that we got some real people here to be able to stand on the wall, God. God, we thank you that you got somebody that can't get out of their bed, God. That we thank you for the radio stations, God, that they can be able to hear somebody's voice tell them that God said you can rise and get up, and you can be able to walk again if you give your life to God. If you can't do nothing else and you're back against the wall, just give your life to Jesus. Understand that God is able to do all things. He cannot fail you today if you give your life to God. All you got to do is look to the hills which come of your help, yeah, because all your help comes from the Lord. If you understand that closing cars don't matter no more, all matters is keeping yourself lined up with the word of God. I'm sorry, but I'm happy this morning. I didn't get nothing for Christmas, but I got Jesus. I got my life stripped and helped. I got my grandchildren, and I got a God on my side. I'm so glad that's more important to me than driving a BMW. I can't drive no BMW to heaven. Only thing I can drive into heaven is my help with God. Only thing I can drive into heaven is standing before the door of God and knocking at the door and saying, Lord, let me in. I'm tired of this old weary lane. But I'm so glad that I got Jesus on my side. God Almighty Jesus. Let me slow down here a little bit. Lord, have mercy. And let me give you the scriptures. Yeah, I want you to be on fire because Jeremiah said, it's like fire shut up in my bones. You got so many people. They're running for the wrong reason. But I'm not running to get my light bill paid. I'm not running to get my car bill paid. I can't lose my focus. I got to keep my eyes on God. When they come in church on Sunday mornings, this is how it was back in the old days. God would touch them and tell them to sin no more. But we don't do that no more. Some of us lay our hands on some of these people, and we try to take all the glory. But all glory belongs to God. All power belongs to God. But when they come to church on Sunday morning, I get happy when I see somebody getting a demon delivered out of them. Oh, yes, demons are still alive. They're still floating around here. I'm so glad that if you live right, you can be able to cast out demons in the name of the Lord. Fear not, my child, for I'm with you. No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. I'm speaking to everybody that's in the will of God, that's doing the praise of God. You pastors, let's stand up on the wall. Let's be in one. Let's be anointed under the power of the living God and show that God still is alive. He raised on the third day just for us to be laid. He rose on the third day for us to stand up on the wall. Stop this foolishness by trying to be the best church on the block. Let's come together. Let's go out there where they're selling drugs. Let's go out there where they're homemongers. Let's go out there where they don't got no income and be able to tell them that God still is alive. He has never failed us. We've been there before, and we can go back there. I was coming from Jeremiah, the first chapter, and our 18th chapter. I'm sorry, Jeremiah 18th chapter, where it says that the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, and I'm using it in parables, about to talk about the potter and the clay. The word came to Jeremiah, and God gave me this. The word still comes to us, which is we as a partaker, offspring of Jeremiah. The word came to us to tell us. Same spirit talked to Jeremiah. Same spirit talked to Peter. Same spirit talked to Paul or whoever the Hebrew boys. The same spirit talked to Daniel and Elijah. The same spirit is telling us today, hear my voice. For the time is going to come that we all going to have to hook into the heart of God. We all got to lie to. Why wait till the day that you get sick and die to try to challenge God to save you? Do it now. Do it while you can. God is able to do all things. Yes, I get excited when it comes to the word of God. Yes, I lose my notes when it comes to the word of God. But the spirit of the living God is on the inside. You just laying there in that hospital bed. Have faith in God. Don't have your faith in the doctors. Have it in God. You just home and can't get out. Have faith in God. Believe in God. Trust in God. It don't matter if you can't read. Just get right and God will lead you in the spirit and let you be able to read better than anybody else. You just going to college, you teenagers. Go to college and learn it, but keep God in your heart. You out there to take names. Get with God. Let's gang up with Jesus. That way we will win. We have victorious things going on in our lives. Most of the people try to push people back that's out in the street. But most of them are smart people. Don't have no mom and daddy to support them. But yet we stand back and look and laugh, but we don't try to reach out our hand. Well, what the Bible says about it? The Bible lets us know that we got to be able to take a man as a sister, take a man as a brother. We all want to stand in the four walls of the church. But the Bible lets me know, God lets me know, that it started out when Jesus was walking from city to city doing things and then working miracles. That's the same way it's supposed to be now. We got to come out from the four walls. We can't wait for something to happen to come out. Come out now while there's not much going on. That way we can be able to already be ahead of the game. But we got to believe in God. We got to trust in God. There's no white churches. There's no black churches. All the churches is given by God. God is not nothing but a spirit, and he's a living spirit. And if we worry about things, we ain't got no business to worry about. But let's come together. How can we lead somebody if we're not going to be lining up with ourselves? How can we lead somebody if we're a church and don't want to come together ourselves? How can we pastor say that we're called by God if we're not studying that man to lead our people? How can we pastor say we're called by God if we're not studying our word ourselves? How can we pastor say we're called by God if we're not sure of love? How can we pastor say we even call by God if we don't want us to forgive of who in the spirit? God wants us to choose in the spirit to come and speak and teach in our churches. We're not perfect. We're not the ones that know everything. We're in this thing together. We got all kind of people popping up on the TV and radio station. But how many is doing it for money? How many is doing it because they want to see somebody saved? Why is it that there's no demons cast out on TV? Why is it that there's no demons cast out in front of us to show that the miracles of God is still happening? Yes, I'm in this thing for a whole haul. Yes, I am disabled. I am a person that got ran over by a car. I got my pelvis crushed. I got my hip crushed. I got pins. I got rods running down through me. But yet people can't understand and see that you still got the love for God. You still got to hold your head up. You don't want nobody to feel sorry for you, but you want to be able to take care of your family. You want to be able to support your kids. You don't want to see nobody go without nothing. So you don't know. Do you know what it's like to roll over in the middle of the night and can't hardly get up? Do you know what it's like to can't hardly go to the restroom because you can't hardly walk? Do you know what it's like to have pain all night long? No, I don't think you do. But I'm glad I met Jesus. They say they zipped me up in the bag. Kept pronouncing me as dead. And something happened and they unzipped the bag and operated on me. 20-something years being like this. And half the people didn't even know my testimony. But you got to trust in God. You got to believe in God. I don't believe in all the medicine, but I take it because of being obedient. Trusting that God has directed them to do the right thing and give you the right thing. But you just laying out there now and you just in church and you pastors, us pastors, because we all there. When I talk about you, I'm talking about me. We all got to come together. We all got to show the people, show the sheep, that we can be on one accord. And when we get on one accord, we get God's attention. And it lets me know when you get God's attention, something got to happen. But how many of us are ready, us leaders, to line up like God wants us to line up? Look how powerful we can be. We can be so powerful that, amen, can't nobody touch us. We can be so powerful, man, that just laying hands on somebody can get them healed. We can be so powerful, man, just speak and let it be healed. Well, I was watching Moses last night on how they was mumbling and complaining and how leprosy, amen, fell on us. Amen. But we have to understand that that's the same God now. You can't make a mockery of God. Then Moses still turned around and told him 7 days, and turned around and told him to be healed in 7 days. And then they was all trying to take over Moses. Then how God spoke, and God got angry. You don't want an angry God. We done got out of place now that we thinking God don't get angry no more. We thinking God, amen, is just, amen, a God that's going to sit back. God is not going to let things happen to those that he have called. Touch not my anointing. Do my prophet no harm. Do not make a mockery of God's people. Because the wrath of God can come down on you. I don't care if you don't have fear in your heart. We've been taught enough to respect the man and woman of God. We've been taught enough to respect each other. Hear my voice this day. Don't believe in me. Believe in the word of God. If you preaching, be real. Don't worry about what people say. Be real. The Bible tells me that you know them by the fruits that they bear. But I got a question. How many of us looking at the fruits? Or are we looking at the thousands that we have? Or are we looking at the millions? All this can leave you one day. How many of us is prepared to be thrown in prison as leaders? For God's sake. How many of us are denying God if something comes and we have to make a choice? Get this in your heart now. Be prepared because the time is coming. So we got to stand up for God. All I want to know is who's willing to ride the boat? Who's willing to go through the storm? How many hands do you have in a circle that might let your hand go when the storm comes? How many rich people have given up church because they don't want to tithe? I know it sounds like this is a rough ministry, this is a rough message, but a lot of people don't want to stand by God if they got to give up so they last. But giving up your last can be the beginning for your first. You might have a family member that might go to jail. You might have a family member that might get falsely accused. That's why it's good not to laugh at nobody else. That's why it pays to be patient with somebody else. That's why you put your children in a place with somebody else's to realize, amen, this could happen to my child. But I ask you today, that's supposed to be living right. When are we going to really fast and pray? How many still fasting? How many still praying? I'm not talking about a fancy prayer. I'm talking about something God put in your heart. You remember when we first started out, oh, we were so sincere. We meant business, pass out flyers with the people and did all that. But now we pastors want to sit back and we basically want to say, that's the sheep job. It's our job too for them to see our face. I bid you speed to those that's doing it. But let's come off behind the desk. Let's come over behind the office. Let's go out in the vineyard with the sheep. Let's show the people that we really have love. Let's start picking and choosing what we're going to do. Let's be led by God. God is able to do all things. But yet, I might be broke up. Yet, I might walk with a cane. Yet, people might think nothing is wrong with me because they're not in my body. Then they ain't able to see it. Some people stand afar off to see how things are going to be done for them to come in. But when the day come like it, when he spread the red sheet, it's going to be too late to cross. We playing street games with God. But street games is not going to happen. God will let the wrath come down before you make a mockery of him. You this real. You this thinking that you done got famous. I bid you Godspeed to keep prayer in the mix. It don't take me a movie star to listen to somebody come from the streets that had anointing of God. But it takes people that live right to be able to cast demons out. What if a demon get in your child? What you going to do, take him to the root doctor? They can't get it out. Because all them now is coming to the fold of God, those that you've been picking at, those that you say are doing crazy stuff. Now they're getting lined up with God, and now they're doing the works that we're supposed to be doing. Because God accepts anyone. God is love. Whatever religion somebody picks, that's their business what they pick. But we should support one another with the love of God. It don't matter what they are. God said, a lot of people say they won't let gays in the church. The Bible said, let everyone come in, and that's their deliverance. We don't have people come to our church and got delivered. We don't have people coming to our church and got saved. You turn them away, you giving them to the hands of Satan. You're not God. You can't pick and choose who to come to your church. But the doors should be the hinges and let you come in and let you go out freely. You can't tie nobody down if they won't leave. But when they leave, leave with peace.
Don't leave and get in trouble with God. And I'm telling you right now on the radio, those, anybody that I've done anything to, I forgive. Well, you think I did it. I ask you to forgive me. And I forgive those that have done anything to me. Why? Because if you're born again, you got to have deliverance and love in your heart. Lord, I ask you to touch somebody this morning. This is not no game. This is not trying to get a name for yourself. This is trying to let the people know that there's too many people out here need help. We thank God. We thank God for this opportunity. We thank God for this chance. And this is everyday preaching. This is everyday teaching. This is everyday love. This is everyday hype high I get. And man, I can be in the street with alcoholics, with the drug dealers, with the prostitutes or whoever. And I'm talking about Jesus. Why? Because I don't have nothing else to talk about. I can't play basketball. I can't play football. So I got to be good at something. So I choose to make a dunk for Jesus. I choose to run a touchdown for Jesus. I might have got 12 points and got the extra points for Jesus, but that's a soul that's been won over for God. If you win the soul, you got to teach the soul. You got to show the soul love. When they fall, you got to be there to pick them up. Lord, stay in me. But God is the potter. We are the clay. And in the spiritual written today of that, God is the head. God is the beginning. Stop saying you made by man. We're made by God. Why use God's breath if you don't want to live for him and you don't want to run with him? Why be God's breath? Why is God to let you stay in good health if you don't want to run with him? You do anything, even if you're drinking or smoking, give God one Sunday out of a month. But a lot of people don't want to come to a church because they're scared they're going to make a change. Well, that change is the best thing can ever happen to you. I used to be an alcoholic. God healed me one day. You just smoke cigarettes. God healed me one day. And what I have, I give my last to hell. Because I know God is the best thing that ever happened to me. You got some going to accept this. You got some not going to accept it. But you make up your own mind. You've been sitting in the church before and feel the anointing. Let that feeling go back in your mind and realize if you made a mistake or not, whatever church you're going to live. Go to those pastors that you have talked about. Go, pastors, go to those people that we have talked about or some of us have talked about and get it right. Don't let the enemy win. Don't let the devil win. And if you ain't sick, don't play sick. Don't act sick. And if you ask God for a job, get the job and keep it. Don't keep saying, I want a job, get a job, and then it won't work. You don't work. You don't eat. And I don't see nobody starving. Here in Salisbury. Don't be lazy and go to the shelter when you got help to go to work. A lot of people in the shelter are so smarter than us, but they choose to be lazy. Stand up. Go get a job. Prove to your family, the loved ones that you have left. Prove to them that I'm coming back home. Prove to them that I can buy you Christmas. Prove to them that I can be your daddy. Prove to them that I can be your friend. Why? Because I've got changed in God. God has turned me around. 95 degrees. I'm sorry for what I've done wrong, but give me another chance. And those of you that daddies haven't been in your life, mine ain't been in my life. But don't try to hold that against them. You don't know what took place. But don't do your child that way. Hold your head up. Keep going. Don't give up. And we pray to God that we get calls back. For this touching somebody's heart, that encourages us to let us know, keep on preaching, keep on teaching, keep on going. Because remember, the season is not about a brand new car, gills, or a microwave. It's about living right for God. Don't make no New Year's stuff if you ain't going to do it. Just walk in the church and say, what I got to do to get saved? Then work on reading your word. Study to show thyself approval. The college degree don't make you stay saved. You study the word just to get paperwork. But I have made myself to realize that I'm doing mine because of the anointing of God. You can't tell me there ain't a God. You can't tell me that God's not real. But on that great day, I don't care if I be the doorkeeper. All I can say is let me in. Here go, Pastor Boss. We hope that you appreciate this today.
Oh, how he loves you and me. He gave his life. What more can he give? He loves me. Oh, how He loves you and me.
Amen. We thank God for Bishop Boss. Amen. We thank God for the word of God that came forth this morning. Right now, we're getting ready to go into prayer. Amen. But before we go into prayer, we're going to give our announcements. We have Sunday morning worship at 10 a.m., which is our Sunday school. Our worship is at 11 a.m. We will have watch night service on the 31st of December. Amen. At 11 p.m. Amen. We'll be bringing in the New Year's. Amen. Any more amen services at this time, we will announce it each week. Amen. But we just want to thank God for all those who listen in. Amen. And we can be heard every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And that number, 347-637-1109. Just call it in on your phone. Amen. And all you have to do is just sit back and put it on speakerphone and listen. Amen. How many know that prayer changes things? Prayer will change things. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for the word of God, amen, that was written down upon our souls, Father. We thank you for all those that listened this morning, everyone under the sound of our voice, Father. We ask you to bless them, Lord, whether it be spiritually, physically, or financially, God. Oh, God, you said you know what we have need of, Father. You said you would supply all our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Now, Father God, move, Lord Jesus, Salisbury, Lord, this morning, God. Touch those that sat there on the street corner. Touch the drug dealer. Touch the Lord Jesus, the one that's on drugs. Lord, touch the prostitute, Lord Jesus. Lord, touch the mother, Lord Jesus, that neglected her kids, Father. Oh, Father God, touch the fathers, Lord Jesus, that not in their father's lives, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, you said, Lord Jesus, we could speak to the valley of the dry bones, Father, and they would hear the word of the Lord. I'll prophesy, Lord Jesus, to those, Lord Jesus, that need you, Lord Jesus. I'll prophesy to the atheists, Lord Jesus. I'll prophesy to the drug addicts, Lord Jesus. I'll prophesy to the prostitutes, Lord Jesus. I prophesy to the murderers. I prophesy to those that's on their sick bed. I prophesy, Lord Jesus, to those that's in prison, God, to take up their bed and walk, Lord Jesus. Just like you did Lazarus, Lord Jesus. You told him, Lord Jesus, amen, to go, amen, and speak to his friend, Lord Jesus. And Lord, he rose up off his bed, Lord Jesus. And God, we thank you because you are a God that cannot fail, God. You are a God that cannot lie, God. And you can do anything, Lord Jesus. You said all things are possible to them that believe, God. And God, to the body of believers, Lord Jesus, I pray that we come together, God. I pray that we sanctify ourselves, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord Jesus, we'll be that light, that sin that sits up on a hill that can't be hid, Lord Jesus. Those that lost, Father, we ask you to bring them in, Father. Those that backslid, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, bring them back to the fold, Lord Jesus. Let them know, God, that he that comes unto you is no wise when you cast them out, God. God, you are good, God, Lord Jesus. And God, we thank you for your Lord of God and your King of Kings, Lord Jesus. And God, we'd be nothing without you, God. But God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, because you are God that sits high, but you look low, God. You don't have respect to persons, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you, Father. You've been good to us, Lord. You've been watching over us all night long, all year long, God. You didn't have to do it, but you did, Lord Jesus. And we want to be thankful, Lord Jesus. You said it's a good thing to give thanks. And Lord, we thank you. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth, God. He said, if I had 10,000 tongues, it would not be enough, God. And God, we can't thank you enough, Lord Jesus. We can't praise you enough, Lord Jesus. God, we can never do what you've done for us, God. Oh, you paid the price, Lord Jesus. You paid the cost to be the boss, Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, you are, Lord Jesus, the driver, Lord Jesus, of our life, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, you are the star, Lord Jesus, that set. You are the stars that twinkle at night, God. Oh, God, you are the moon, Lord Jesus, that gives her light, Lord Jesus. And, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you've done in our life, everything that you're going to do in our life, Father. And we thank y'all for listening again, amen. And remember, we love you, and you can't do nothing about it.